आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एम्बार्क्स ऑन अ 3-डे विजिट टू ब्रुनाई एंड सिंगापुर, एक्सप्रेसेस कॉन्फिडेंस दैट हिज विजिट विल फर्दर स्ट्रेंथन पार्टनरशिप विद द टू कंट्रीज। Cabinet Committee on Security approves procurement of 240 aero engines for Su-30 MKI aircraft under Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited. Centre notifies constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. CBI arrests former principal of RG Corps Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, over financial misconduct. India Meteorological Department forecasts heavy rainfall for next 3 days in Gujarat. An Indian athlete, Sumit Antil, wins gold medal in javelin throw at the Paris Paralympics. India's total medal count rises to 15, including 3 gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister has expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said, "Both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision." The Prime Minister said today he is embarking on a first-ever bilateral visit to Brunei Darussalam. He said as India and Brunei celebrate 40 years of the diplomatic relations, he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family. Mr. Modi said from Brunei he will travel to Singapore tomorrow. He said he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. Mr. Modi will also meet with the leaders of the Singapore's vibrant business community. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the visit, the Prime Minister will engage in bilateral discussions on all aspects of India-Brunei bilateral relations and also explore new areas for cooperation. Bilateral engagements cover multiple areas such as defense, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health, capacity building, culture and vibrant people-to-people exchanges. The Indian diaspora in Brunei is about 14,000 and they comprise a substantial number of doctors and teachers. India has received valuable support from Brunei and its space program with 3 MOUs with the country in this area. Defense is another important pillar in the bilateral cooperation. Brunei is an important partner for India's Act East policy and its vision for the Indo-Pacific. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. The engines will have an indigenous content of over 54%, enhanced due to the indigenization of some key components or air engines. These engines will be manufactured at HAL's Koraput division. The centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the commission will be for a period of 3 years till 31st August 2027. The commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including a member secretary. The secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the secretary of the Legislative Department are ex officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. The notification said they will perform their functions on a whole-time basis up to the date of retirement from the Supreme Court or High Court or expiry of the term of the commission, whichever be earlier. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the AgriShore Fund and Krishi Nivesh Portal in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan will also confer the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund AIF Excellence Awards to the top-performing banks and states under various categories to recognize and appreciate their efforts. Ministers of state and representatives from various states and banks will be present on the occasion. The country has reported significant progress in Kharif crop sowing this year, with the total coverage area surpassing more than 1,087 lakh hectares so far. During the same period last year, approximately 1,066 lakh hectares of area was sown under Kharif. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare released the progress report on area coverage under Kharif crops as of yesterday. The area sown with paddy has reached over 400 lakh hectares. It was around 393.57 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. An amendment bill to the West Bengal criminal laws will be introduced at the West Bengal Legislative Assembly today. The bill seeks to give enhanced punishment to the offenders in rape, gang rape, rape and murder in West Bengal. The Aparajita Woman and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 seeks to amend the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012, and it will apply only to the state of West Bengal. The bill will give enhanced protection to women and children in sexual offences. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, yesterday arrested Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, former principal of R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. The central agency has been interrogating him in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor last month and for financial irregularities at the hospital. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the centenary year function of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai this afternoon. She will launch a book on the need and importance of the Upper House. The President will also felicitate the recipients of Best Member of House and Best Speech. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy CMs Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, among others, will also be present on the occasion. Earlier this morning, the President will address the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis International Deemed University at Pune. An Indian Air Force IAF MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot was safe and no loss of life or property was reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. The Press Information Bureau, PIB's fact-check unit, has denied the rumours about an alleged notice issued by LIC that it is going to withdraw all insurance products and plans for revision by the end of this month. The counterfeit notice claimed that the revision will bring a change in premium and policy terms and conditions. The fact-check unit said that the claim is fake and no such notice has been issued by the insurance agency. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Gujarat over the next 3 days. A red alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Surat and Bharuch districts today. Our correspondent reports that several places in South Gujarat region recorded heavy rainfall in the last 24 hours. A report.
Several districts of South Gujarat region, including Tapi, Navsari and Dang, recorded heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Following the heavy rains, water level has risen in Ambika, Olan, Valmiki and Sakri rivers in Tapi district. Flood-like situation occurred in Dolvan Tehsil of Tapi district. Meanwhile, IMD has issued red alert for Surat and Bharuch and orange alert for several districts of South Gujarat region, a few districts of Saurashtra and Central Gujarat region for today. Meanwhile, the restoration work is going on in full swing in the districts affected by recent flash floods. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Telangana, rains continue to lash some parts even as there has been a let-up in rains in the rest of the state. However, people are facing hardships in the flood-affected areas like in Khammam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet districts. The NDRF and SDRF teams are engaged in relief activities. The government has opened 110 relief camps and more than 4,000 people have been shifted to these camps. The government has initially estimated losses at over 5,400 crore rupees, while the officials are carrying out the detailed enumeration of losses. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy, who visited the worst affected district of Khammam yesterday, has announced 5 crore rupees immediate assistance to worst affected 5 districts and 5 lakh rupees to the kin of each deceased. The Chief Minister said there are total 16 deaths reported in the state due to rains and rain-related incidents. The Met officials have issued an alert for more rain in the next few days. Here is more from our correspondent.
Despite some respite from the rain, people are facing hardships, especially in the rain-affected areas. Though the flood water receded, they are still grappling with challenges like removing mud from their houses, damaged household belongings for safe drinking water and food, mainly in the areas near Munneru stream in Khammam district. The government has announced 10,000 rupees assistance to each family as immediate relief, while farmers whose crops damaged will be provided 10,000 rupees, besides 50,000 rupees towards loss of cattle and 5,000 rupees to sheep. Meanwhile, the authorities are taking measures to prevent spread of communicable diseases in the flood-affected areas. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In sports news, at Paris Paralympics 2024, India's medal count saw a major boost on day 5 yesterday, jumping to the 15th spot in the tally with a total of as many medals. The highlight of the day was Sumit Antil's gold-winning performance in javelin throw. Sumit succeeded in defending his gold with a new Paralympic record of 70.59 meters throw. In badminton, Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal in men's singles SL3 event. Suhas Yathiraj won a silver in the men's singles SL4 event after he lost to the defending champion Lucas Mazur in the final. In women's singles SU5, shuttler Tulsi Mati Murugesan claimed the silver after losing to China's Chiu Xia Yang in the final match. In the same category, Manisha Ramadas bagged the bronze. Nithya Sri Sivan secured a bronze medal in the women's singles SH6 category. In archery mixed team compound event, Sheetal Devi along with Rakesh Kumar bagged a bronze. Earlier in the day, Yogesh Katunia bagged India's first medal of day 5, clinching a silver in the men's discus throw F56 final. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated all the medal winners. On day 6 today, shooter Avani Likhara will be in action as she will go for her second gold. Mariappan Thangavelu will also look to bring success for India in the men's high jump T63 final. Here is more from our correspondent.
After a day full of reigning medals for Indian para-athletes, the Day 6 might bring more glory to the nation with several medal events lined up for today. Team India will eye medals in various events including shooting, archery and athletics. Shooters Avani Likhara and Mona Agarwal will be in action in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions SH1 event, while archer Pooja will feature in the women's recurve event. Bhagyashree Jadhav will go for medal in the women's short put F34 final. Moreover, in the men's high jump T63 final, Mariappan Thangavelu, Shailesh Kumar and Sharad Kumar will try to further boost India's medal tally. Don't miss to cheer for our athletes by catching the live telecast of the Paris Paralympics on DD Sports.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. The Hindu Business Line has noted on its front page the story about the cabinet clearing 7 key farm sector schemes with 14,000 crore rupees outlay. Bulldozer justice must stop, says Supreme Court will lay guidelines, reports the Asian Age. INB summons Netflix content head over IC814, says the Times of India. And finally, Business Standard quotes a Fortune India Waterfield Advisors report that the wealth of India's dollar billionaires rose 50% in just under 3 years with one woman in top 10. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore. Expresses confidence that his visit will further strengthen partnership with the two countries. Cabinet Committee on Security approves procurement of 240 air engines for Su-30 MKI aircraft of Indian Air Force. Center notifies constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. CBI arrests former principal of RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, over financial misconduct. And Indian athlete Sumit Antil wins gold medal in javelin throw at the Paris Paralympics. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.